We are learning Maseches Nida, Daf Yud Zayin, Amud Beis, and we are starting from the Mishnah. We know a Isha becomes Tameh if Dam comes out of the Makar, which is the Rechem, the uterus. But according to this Mishnah, there's another place called the Aliyah where blood could come also from and go through Isa Makim to come out. And that Dam is Dam Tahar, and that's called the Aliyah. The Shaila, how it works in Metzias Lamaisa, is not so partial. Chaim Sofer talks about it, but we're going to learn whatever the Metzias the Gemara tells us. So, Zok the Mishnah. Mashal Mashlu Chachamim. The Chachamim made a Mashal to explain how the uterus looks. Be'isha, that there's a cheder. That's the Makar, that's the uterus, that's inside. Va'praizdar, and then there's a little hallway after that, towards going towards out of the guf. Va'aliyah, and then there's Aliyah upstairs that's on top of both. It's another floor is on top of the cheder and on top of the praizdar. And the halacha is, dam hacheder is tameh. Blood from the cheder is tameh. Dam from the aliyah is tahar. Dam aliyah is tahar. Now what happens, nimsa of praizdar? You find blood in the praizdar, in the oisamakim, in the passageway, that before it comes out of the body, you find dam there. Let's say through a bedika or a different way. The halacha is sveika tameh. It's a safika, it's tameh. Because it's suffering, not sure it's from the aliyah or if it's from the cheder. But sveika tamei fish cheskasa yimina makar. The chazaka is that rave times it comes from the makar, that blood comes from the makar, not from aliyah, and therefore you find down there it's tamei. And the gemara is going to go into a long arichas if it's a vade tamei or a suffix tamei. And to come out in the gemara, there are four shitas. Zok the gemara. Rami bar Shmuel rav Yitzchak v'rei rav Yehuda tanu nida be rav Huna. Rami bar Shmuel and Yitzchak v'rei, Rav Yehuda, these two people, Rami and Rav Yitzchak, they learned Maseches Nida by Rav Huna. They learned by the Reshiva Rav Huna. Ashkechinu Rav bar Rav Huna, the Reshiva's son Rabba, found these two Tamidim, the Yoshvu v'Ka'amri, they were sitting and learning, and they were saying like this, Hacheder m'refnim. The Cheder, you know, which is the Rechem, is towards the inside of the woman's body, towards the back, and in front of that is the praise there the whole way, going towards the front of the body, and on top is an upper floor on top of both of them. There's a little opening from the aliyah to the praise there. And so Dam could get in, could go from the aliyah to the praise there. And also the cheder, obviously, could go from the cheder to the praise there. And they say the halacha is like this. This Rami of Yitzchak said the halacha is like this. Nimsa minalul v'lefnim. You find them minalul v'lefnim. You find them in the cheder, in the praise door, towards the cheder, and not towards the aliyah. Sveikai tameh. Then the suffik it's tameh. Minalul v'lechutz. You find it the other way, towards the opening to the aliyah. Then sveikai tahar. Basically, if you look at the hallway, which is called the praise door, in the middle of the praise door, there's like an opening that goes out of the body. So on one side of the praise door is the rechem, and the other side of the praise door is where the opening to aliyah is. So if you find the dam on the praise door on the aliyah side, which is toward the outside of the body, then the lach is its tar. If it's towards the inside of the body, you find the praise door, then sveike tame. That's what Rami and Rav Yitzchak said. And Rav Huna heard, and Rabba, the son of the Roshiva Rav Huna, heard them talking. So Rabba went to Rav Huna and told him what his Talmidim are saying. Did you teach him that? Did you teach him Sveika is Tamei? And which sounds like that's only a suffix that it's Tamei. And the way they learn Rashi, Maram is Rashi, Rashi explains that because if you're saying that Minha is tahar, so it can't be mekotza lekotza that the other way is vade tamei. It must be only sofik tamei. So he asked his father, "Did you teach them that sofik tamei?" Va'anan shecheskasi menam makar tana. We learned the Mishnah it's chazok makar, which sounds like a vade. Amalei, I would answer, "No, I never taught them that. I'll tell you what I hold." Amalei, I know hach kemi. This is what I hold. What I hold is mina lulv lefnim. You find it towards the inside of the body, towards the cheder, vadei tamei. It's vadei tamei. Mina lulv lechutz. You find it towards the outside of the body, towards the front of the body. You found it in the lul towards the front of the body, which is a bigger chash from the aliyah. Then it's only sveiketar. It's only a safik. So we have here our second shita over here. The first shita was that if it's found towards the outside of the body, towards where the aliyah is, it's vade tar. If it's found towards the cheder, it's safek tame. Now Rav Huna says the opposite, that if it's found in the inside, it's vade tame. If it's found towards the outside, it's safek tame. Abaya says, I don't understand you. Why do you hold when it's towards the aliyah? Why is the safek tame? Why isn't it completely tar? So what are you worried about? Because really, it's very hard for the dam to get to that side if it's dam and amakar. So how did it get there? The dilma shicha saw she bent down and she landed on her face. And it came from because so the cheder is towards the back of the body. And he went to the front. Came to the front. So if you have shachshash, also, then why, if why is the suffolk tummy towards the front? It's from the aliyah. Because it worried me if she fell down and dam came there from the makar. So the opposite also, if you find dam towards the makar, say maybe she landed up on her back and some dam came from aliyah. Maybe she went backwards, she fell backwards and it came from the aliyah. So Elam Abaya, if you want to go by the svar, you have to say like this. If you're worried that she fell down, then you have to because she fell backwards also. So if you go basach shash, then idi safik, they're both safik. Sav, you find the dam towards the front of the body, which is near the aliyah, or towards the back, which is near the cheder. Either way, it's safik. Or the basach hazaka, if you go basach hazaka, that the dam is mina makar, and it's difficult to be found near the makar, then melul afnim is vadei tame. If it's towards the back of the body, near the cheder, it's vadei tame. And melul v'chutz is vadei tar. So it got to be either or. Either they're both safik or they're both vadeis. This is our fourth shita. So we have four shitas. The Talmid Rav Huna, which is Rami Rav Yitzchak, hold that if it's found towards the back of the body, safik tame, towards the front is tar. Rav Huna holds the opposite, that if it's found to the back of the body, it's vadei tame. And if it's found towards the front, safik tame. Abaye Lashon Rishon is they're both safik. Abaye Lashon Sheni is they're both vade. One's a vade tar, one's a vade tame. We have to have these four shittas klar to understand the next Gemara. Zok the next Gemara. Tani Rav Chiya. Dam animtsa b'proizdar. Rav Chiya said, dam that's found in the proizdar, in the oisem makom, chayav malav, abiyas mikdash, yichayiv abiyas mikdash, means you're vade tame, yichayiv going into the base mikdash. And sarf malav is a chuma. And you burn truma that was touched. If you touch truma, you burn the truma. It means it's vadai tame. Rav Katina Amar, Rav Katina says, Ein chayav molav abiyas ektish, bias mikdash, ein sarf molav as a truma. Look, you're not chayav abiyas mikdash, you're not chayav, you don't burn truma. Ein sarf molav as truma. You do not burn truma. Basically, it means Rav Chiya holds it's a suf, Rav Chiya holds it's a vadai tame, Rav Katina holds it's a suffik. So I'm going to analyze for each pshat. If how is Rav Katina? Does Rav Katina or Rav Chiya like one of them or like none of them? So Gemara explains. Fi Abaya. Abaya was the last sheet that we had. It's very simple. Hak lishna dama Abaya basach shosh azlet. Fi the first lashon of Abaya that they're both a suffik, both plays a suffik. So then it's like Rav Katina. Rav Katina is talking about you found it either way, and Rav Katina says suffik. So Masayel and Rav Katina or pligid Rav Chiya or argue Rav Chiya. Rav Chiya said that you chayev abiyas mikdash and you burn the truma, and Rabbi says anyway you find it's a suffik. So if you had first lashon, it's mamash like Rav Katina. La'achus damras ibas chazaka azlet. If you had second lashon Rabbi, they said it's a vadai, and towards the back of the body is vadai tamei, towards the front is vadai tahar. So you have to say we're talking about a place that's vadai that was towards the back, therefore it's vadai tamei, and it's going according to Rav Chiya because Rav Katina says suffik. Misiyele Rav Chiya. And we're arguing with Rav Katina. So Fi Abaya, this basically his first Lashon is going according to Rav Katina, and the second Lashon is going according to Rav Chiya. Lirav Huna, it's very simple. Rav Huna said that towards the back is Vade Tame, towards the front is Safak Tame. So it's very simple. They're not arguing with Rav Chiya and Rav Katina. Rav Chiya says Vada is going to found it towards the back. And Rav Katina said that's a Safak, talking about he found it towards the front. One's from the opening towards the inside, and that's vade tame. Here it's from the opening towards the outside, and that's a suffik. Those are two tumidim of Rav Huna that they say they say when it towards the outside of the body, towards the aliyah is tar vade. They say is only a sveke tame. So it comes out that they are only like Rav Katina. Hani mai masuk man v'lo v'afrim. So lema pligi de Rav Chiya, come to argue Rav Chiya. So Gemara says no. Loi kasha. Can't gishenimtza v'karka praizda, v'kan gishenimtza v'gag praizda. Once v'chadash a new thing. If those two amarayim, their whole time when it's a suffix is only when you find it towards the back of the body, but you find it higher up in the praizda. It's like not on the karka, but higher up. Since it's in a funny place, so there you can start thinking, oh, maybe it came from an aliyah, and that's why it'll be only sveka tame. But even they will agree that if it's falling on the karka of the praizdar, on the bottom of the praizdar, on the floor of the praizdar, on the floor of the isamakam, even they will agree that it's vadai tame. And that's the case of Rav Chiya. The case of Rav Chiya was found on the floor of the praizdar, then it'll be vadai tame. When do they say suffix? Only when it's found in the gag of praizdar. Something shouldn't change, that's why the halacha. And Rashi explains that Lefi Abaya that said, Lefi the first Lashon, that it's always a suffix, there we have no reason to say that if you found the karka, it's vada. Because they explain clearly that there's a chshash, you fell down this way, you fell down that way. And that once you have that chshash, the chshash is across the board. But Rami and Rav Yitzchak did not say a chshash. They just said sveka tami. So we could say, they're talking about a case where there was a little bit of something that happened different. It was found the gag praizdar, that's why it's a suffix. But if it's found the karka praizdar, even they would agree that it's vada tami.